gutter or a, or a, I imagine you'd call it a gutter.
Would you ever call it a valley or an alley?
Valley, it'd be a valley, but not an alley. Mm-hmm. I don't think alley, but valley.
Okay. And what would you call a little building for storing wood or tools or anything?
Well, we call them tool houses.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then, but in the days before that you had indoor plumbing, what would you call the little building out back?
Outer house or toilet. So.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any joking names for that?
Well, I don't know. I just, we all call it outer house or Johnny or something like that.
Yeah, okay.
In fact, that's the town we started off in. Becky and I said, why? Why, if we had one and it, we had a, didn't have a door on it, had a big sack. Had a big sack, you know, tow sack on the front of it.
Oh my. Was it a two-holer or?
This was a one-holer.
Okay. Let's see.
I said, you've been there, I guess, anyway.
I don't know. I don't think I've seen one. I've just heard people talking about them in these interviews. I've heard all these terms, but I wouldn't know what they look like. I can imagine what some of them look like.
You know, that's where the Citizen Roebuck catalog uses it out there, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I've heard of that, too. And the big building behind the house on a farm would be the...
barn.
Okay. Are there different types of barns?
The stables, and the stables in the barns, mm-hmm. and all. And, mm-hmm. Of course, there's different,
what would you keep in the stables?
We'd keep horses and cattle or something.
Okay.
And,
where would you keep the corn?
In the crib, they call it a corn crib.
And how about a place where you would store grain?
Well, a granary or,
Now, what is a granary?
Well, it's, imagine it would be, they made some of them made out of metal right now. Of course, I don't know what you'd grain or imagine you call them grain. I don't know.
Is it a building or is it just a
building? Yes, it's a building. Or sometimes they make them, put a concrete floor on there and then they build, you can build a tin, you know, a roof build, a tin and mm-hmm. make it metal where rats can't get in and get your grain, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Not very many people know the term granary. So I'm always interested when I hear somebody that does know it. What do you call the upper part of the barn where you'd store hay?
It's a loft.
And if you had too much hay to store in the loft and you made a pile in the field with a pole in the middle, what would you call that?
I don't know. I know what you're talking about, but it just, of course, they have a silo or a silage. A silo, that you know what a silo is.
Is that a round building?
Yes, and they have outdoor silos too, where they make a ditch and they store the silage in there. You know, silage is when you cut up the, you have a knife you cut the corn with and then put it in there. You put something over the ditch. You sometimes used to put, hay or something to kind of keep it protected, and then when it drained off, see, they'd use the silage and then feed the cattle with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're thinking about a haystack, aren't you? Is what you're talking about, a haystack?
Yeah, if that's what you call it.
I mean, a haystack. You're talking about putting your hay on the outside.
Yeah, right.
Haystack.
Did you ever see a haystack that had some sort of a covering, four poles and a roof, of some sort?
Yes. They'd put a cap. Cap over it.
And do they have those here?
No, not very much.
So where have you seen those?
Well, I've seen them, I've heard my father talk about